you're doing is bittersweet. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. For sure. It's a super privileged time to be here. Mm-hmm. Saying the last goodbye to my parents' house and, you know, energetically to my parents, another level of it, and just taking care of everything here. And I was thinking so much this morning. I was just hung up the phone with my niece about, you know, how you do it, or anything is how you do everything. I'm doing my best here to just take loving care of everyone. And, you know, I think that's the best answer to any business question too. So I'm just going to start with that little brief mini training. Not a long time because I want to dig in with questions, but mini training to gather the energy. It's like what we do comes back to us tenfold. I'm experiencing that so deeply here. And so it's part of what's made things slower here too, because everybody wants to see me and talk to me, all the neighbors. And I'm not going to say I have to move this box before I talk to you. You know, the 81 and 84 year old neighbors next door, and they brought me a little gift that they'd been holding for me since last fall, and they planted two trees in their yard in honor of my parents, because we said, if you want, plant a tree. And, you know, so they were showing me the trees and like, how can you just walk away? And so that my best answer, actually, because we're starting with your question, Karen, you posted first, Mary Kay, I saw your two questions, can't wait to dive in. But this is my best answer to any question, really. You know, what questions should we ask? Well, what are the loving ones that, I know that someone will dive in more specifically for you too, but what are the loving ones that help people access the problem that they're having so that we can help them? Mm-hmm. And so much of business gets caught in, you know, strange tactics. And I don't see business that way at all. As you both know, to me, it's about lovingly caring for people. And then, like I say, there's been some strange things in my family. I'll just say, I won't go there too deeply, but just some people not always putting people first. Let me just say that. And so that's part of the reason it's taken me more time here to try to put people first. But when you do that, it just comes back to you tenfold. Like the, you know, strangers bring me breakfast after the deadline. I didn't ask. I was just in a little shop going to grab something to eat, you know, some chips or something off the shelf. It was my bad, arriving late. And they're like, here, we'll make you an omelet. And she remembered what I ate every day. And, you know, I've always got it myself. Just like kindness gets returned tenfold. Really, truly, I've been blown away. I just burst into tears this morning, actually. So they're catching me right out, straight out of tears. You know, it's been a morning. But I think it's a perfect time. Her name is Elizabeth. I said, I will be speaking this on stage. And thank you so much, out of tears running down my face, you know, and just that. So, you know, thousands will hear about what you did this morning. And just when we remember that, and you both have such, and everybody listening afterwards, when you're listening on the recording, you too, I mean, you too, if you're here listening, I know, I mean, you too, right? And both of you here, you know, live for these questions today, you have such loving hearts. When you come from that place, you'll already know the questions. And then I can give you some business strategies that will help you. But I want you to know that that is the foundation. And so I want to return you to that knowing, because we can get caught up in tactics. And some help. There are a couple, you know, key questions that one can ask. And so let me see. I'm going to access your, I usually have paper and things printed out, but here in Edmonton in a hotel room, I'm having printed out, so I'm accessing them on my phone. I'm not checking my text. I'm looking at your question. So your question was, you know, what's the goal setting appointments for connection calls with potential clients with intention of it leading to strategy session? The understanding of that and the sophistication of that question, I want to point out, you know, because you know that that's what you should be doing for your company. Like, way to go. Thank you for using language that we do here too. So that's an informed question, and designing my 5K product offering. These are I could not ask for better questions. These are great questions. This is what to focus on. Fantastic. And then the ideal outcome, to gain ideas of how to do a strategy session call. Again, there'll be more in Sales a Story. We'll talk about this weekend, next week, the two Thursdays coming up. For those of you listening in the recording, you might be getting that in the recording, but that will be there for you. And I also want to give you help on the court for you directly today. So you said once prospect agrees to do a strategy session, then what components do you use to guide them to their next best step? Of course, I'll apply deep listening and inquire about their biggest challenges that are getting their way and stopping them, et cetera. And I want to just emphasize that, like, it's et cetera, and then, but I keep going back to that, keep going back to that, keep going back to that, keep going back to that. So I know that you already know that, but it can't be said deeply or strongly enough. I'm looking for your favorite powerful questions to consider to add to my repertoire. Your number one question, please share examples of how you do a strategy session or powerful questions you like to use. So again, that is a question that is right on mark. So I want you to be celebrating with me the level of question that you're asking. You're focusing exactly where you need to focus for your company to grow, and that you know it's $5,000 and up. That's because you took the leap, right? And you know that you're not trying to sell widgets, that you know that it's a, it goes from connection call to strategy session. Like the amount of knowledge in that, you're ahead of most entrepreneurs just in the way you frame the question. So notice that. Did you notice that? That's phenomenal, right? So that's the first thing I want to say.
Thank you. I'm not thinking in terms of comparing myself to anyone. I'm just like trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And that's the heart-centeredness. We don't mean to, I don't think that we live in a competitive world. In fact, Science of Getting Rich definitely talks about that. It's not the competitive, it's not the competitive mind, it's the creative mind. But I just wanted to point it out to let you see yourself and how far you've come in a few weeks. That's freaking phenomenal. Yeah. And when you remember that and have that as your grounding, then from that space, the questions will come. And you can go, but I want tactical thing, or I want, you know, specific things. And I will give you some of those as well. But re-remembering that and going deeper in that is the thing that gets you there. There, for instance, like in our strategy session, I didn't have any questions written beside me that I was going to be sure to ask you. None that I can recall. I mean, you know, maybe sometimes I do, and maybe I did scrawled out on a piece of paper beside me. And it's not that I haven't thought about the kinds of questions that I want to ask people generally. Mm-hmm. And I have an idea of that. And let me tell you about how I formed that idea of that. And then more to come, it sells a story. But, you know, people get so scripted, and I'm really not a script person. I think of the strategy session is story form. All it is a story. We're always telling stories, and strategy session is no exception. So let me see. There's another piece I want to tell you about that. So I'll give you a couple of questions, but I also want to unhook the mind from needing those questions. And also I'll give you as many as you want, and we can work them as specifically as you want. And some really great people in the industry do it that way. You know, here's the exact questions you should be asking. It's not that that's wrong. It's just not my approach. It's not how I do them. So it's not how I teach it, but I'm happy to give you as many as I can. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So one thing that I want to point you to, and with Mary Kay here, is the call that I did with Bonnie years ago. I know that we've got that recording over in Story Freedom Academy, but we are changing Story Freedom Academy over from the Love Your Words to the Love Your Life program. So if you can, Amy is away this week, but you should probably be able to access it. Even, let me think, where could you most easily access it? I'm hoping it's posted in resources, but it's probably not there yet. Let me think. But I know Mary Kay knows how powerful that call with Bonnie is. And actually, you know, Mary Kay, did you download that recording?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I did or not, but if I can access the old website, I can download it and send it.
Yes. Again. Man, if you could do that, Mary Kay, normally I wouldn't ask, but you guys know that I've been here an extra 10, 7 days. And let me see, would Amy mind that I tell you this? Anyway, Amy's off. She's off this week, and she's also not been well. So normally I would just send you that. And then Emily has just ended. She is on maternity leave right now. So my usual resources, we now have somebody new in place, but, you know, and Amy will be back. But in the meantime, that might be your quickest route. And Mary Kay, thank you for your kind heart. And if you can't access it through Mary Kay, then get in touch with me, and I can find a way to get that to you directly. I'll get help from other team members who don't usually do those things. I will get that to you, but Mary Kay is probably your best.
And I want to say, Karen, message me if you don't, because I may forget.
Okay.
I've got it right down here, but feel free to message me. Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys don't mind working that way, just out of the extremity of what's going on over here right now, I would really appreciate that. Might be your quickest route. And very soon we'll have, it's because Amy does it with such a kind and loving heart. She really wants to set up Story Freedom Academy with all the new Love Your Life program materials. And so, you know, meanwhile, we're just putting things in Slack so we can get them to you quickly. So, because we want to set it up really well for you.
Mary Kay, what's the best way to message you? What's your phone number?
Oh, and actually, before you get phone numbers here, because others will listen to the recording too, you could put that, you can just, you know, you can send each other direct messages in Slack. Did you know that?
Oh, okay.
You can send each other direct messages in Slack. And also, Mary Kay, if you don't mind giving your phone number, you could probably put it in the chat or what's the, you know, message each other in Slack for now, I would say is probably the best way. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's do that for now. All right. So it's such a reminder of the loving hearts in this community embodied in you this time, Mary Kay. Thank you so much. You teach about loving presence, you live it. Thank you. So so I wanted to point you to Bonnie, the conversation with Bonnie, and Bonnie had generously shared it. It was a private session. I'm like, wow, this could help people. And it's helping people like years later. So with thanks to Bonnie for that. That's how things progress in the community too. Like, you know, information shared, right? So that's one thing. The next thing is what I already said. And the thing after that would be the question that I posted in Slack, but I'll re-presence here. And that's one of, if there is a question that I ask over and over again, I really like that question. You know, what's made you decide to invest your time? This is only when you're in the strategy session, not beforehand. They're very different genres. They're very different kinds of conversations, a connection call and a strategy session. So once you're in the strategy session, and that's where you're seated with somebody to see what their best next step is. It might be your work. It might be that you'll refer them to something else. It might be that you will, there's something in their own life that they will activate, but they're somewhere in your ideal client zone and you're just going to help them. You're, you know, bound and determined to help them with the best next step, no matter what it is. So that's the strategy session. And then you have their agreement that you're together trying to find their best next step. That's why you have permission by the genre of it to ask the question, you know, what made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about, I would often say, your business and your life today. I mean, it's just a really, it doesn't have to be anything complex, about, you know, how things are going in your relationship today, or whatever it is. How are you doing with your horse today? You know, it doesn't have to be rocket science, short. And then you listen. And the reason that that sentence is really nice is it's reminding them of some things. They're already making decisions. They decided to be on the call with you. That's taking their valuable time. I know you're giving valuable time and it's beautiful, but they could spend their time many places. They're here with you. They made a decision already. It's helping to empower them to make decisions because they recognize they've already made a decision, whatever the decision is going to be. What made you decide to invest? They're already investing, Case. So what made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about whatever it is today? That's a really elegant sentence. I often will say that to people because, again, it just reminds them about decisions and investing. And then if they're in your ideal client zone, it helps them to find that inside themselves. And you're only going to make an offer if you know it could genuinely really hugely help that person. You won't make an offer if the person's not right. You'll send them away with something else that will help them. So that's a great, great, great question to ask. And then I will just give you a couple of, like, so that's the first one. Another one that I'm trying to think of what I often do. I don't even have them written down anywhere. And I train from a different place of just listening to that person and responding essentially. And then I'll teach a bit about story arc. You'll get more of the framework in sales of story the next couple of weeks. But here's a really good question that you can have in your back pocket. I don't have it exactly phrased. Again, I don't think in canned scripts. But sometimes what happens at the beginning of a strategy session, people have pain. Hopefully this is somebody that with some pain in your area that you're talking to. Even if it's not at the beginning, don't worry about it. You'll have practice. If you find out that they have no pain in your area, wow, I'm going to be on the Today Show for having the best relationship on the planet next week because we've been, you know, or whatever it is, you know. Great. Maybe underneath that, there's this happy face on empty gas gauge. But if they really don't have pain in your area, you can send them away with a suggestion for their life or whatever, right? But they have some kind of pain in your area. That's why you're talking to them. And in the context of a strategy session. And people, it's hard to talk to somebody. Just think human, you know, be human. And we got to return ourselves to humanness, right? It's hard to talk to somebody about something that hurts. And it's probably something we've been wanting to cover up because we're embarrassed, because we're sad, because, right? People are coming in and they've been vulnerable enough to share this, or they want to share something about it, or they wouldn't have come, but it's still hard. So sometimes what happens, and this happened, and she's given me permission to tell this. She's given me permission to tell this, and I trust her. I've known her for many, many years. And actually, Karen, yeah, you know her, Pamela Zimmer. So, dear friend of mine, and also you probably know her from eWomen. She was a friend first for many years with pain in my area. And when we finally came to the strategy session, she enrolled in the committee for 1 year, and then she was deciding whether to enroll in for the second year or not. And when she came in for the second year strategy session, she started, so what made you decide to invest your time? Well, Michelle, I love the work that we do together. And let me tell you about like all the things that are going great. And I'm like, so I almost hung up after 8 minutes and didn't serve her for another year, which she then did come to do for a year. And this for somebody that I'd known as a dear friend to start out with is like, this is great. And that's great. And that's great. And that's great. And there were lots of great things because we just done a year together. Everything had changed. I just said, that's great. And I meant it genuinely. I just said, I'm so excited for you. So I would keep doing what you're doing. Like, that's your best next step. It sounds like you're rocking it. And I meant it from the bottom of my heart. And then she was like, wait, don't go.
Well, that's what happened with you and I too.
Exactly, it did. And then she started going to a deeper level, which is exactly the same thing that happened to you. So that's not a question, but if they are only talking about what's going well, or it's something akin to that, then it's just like, give them the best suggestion you can. And you know, it's really, if that's really the best solution, like be a human being and help the person. Like, it's so natural to both of you, we forget it, but that's how the strategy session goes, right? And then if they're only telling you about positive things, another thing you can say is something like, I'm so glad that so many things are going great for you. But then just re-presence the question. It's like, so tell me, how do you think I can help you? What made you come to the call? Sounds like things are going great, but how do you think I can help you? And I'd say it kind of like that, because behind all that sometimes is fear, shame, et cetera, right? And it is hard to say. So let them speak about the things that are going well for a little while, because it's a real human being in front of you and they don't want to be ashamed. They don't want to be sad. They don't, you know, but if they don't go to that pain, it's going to continue the way it has. And we want to help them. So let them speak some of the things that they're celebrating. And then, hey, I'm so glad you came to the call. Sounds like things are going great for you, you know? And if you, like with her, I was ready to just send her away, you know, like with love, right? And we'll see each other in other ways, you know? But with somebody else who's just come to a call, it's, you can ask the question, you know, well, what made you decide to come to the, because they did decide, because you make sure that they've decided that before you have a call. It's not just any, you know, connection call. It's like, how about if I hold space for you so we can figure out what the thing is best to you? It's a human thing to do, right? And usually, like, think what you said to me, and it was genuine. Like, you thanked me, didn't you? Because it is genuine. I'm genuinely trying to help. So, you know, they've come for help because you're holding space for them. It's normal to refocus the call on the purpose of the call, which was set from beforehand, which is why I don't turn a connection call into a strategy session. I say, let's meet again at a different time. So there's clarity, is a very specific genre. There's clarity about the intention of the call. And then it's like, hey, things are going great. You know, how do you think I can help you? And and you can even say, I'd love to spend time. If you need something more hard hitting, you can say, I'd love to spend time with you hearing about what's going well, but I know there were some things you wanted to talk about. Like, is this the best use of our time? Do you want to spend this time seeing how I can help you? So that redirect can sometimes be really helpful because they're hurting and it's hard to talk about. That opening question, that one can be helpful. I'm trying to think of other generic questions. I don't have very many generic questions. Mm-hmm. I can come up with them and give them to you, but you know, yeah. I've done many, many strategy sessions without them, and I'm happy to give them to you if you want them, but it gives you an idea of how I think about them. Mary Kay, yeah. Was there something you want to say? Because I'm hearing you like sitting on something, and you've done a lot of strategy sessions fabulously and learned from exactly how we do them here. Anything you want to add to this, Mary Kay? I could tell, I could see you hopping out of your seat.
You can't get mute off.
You can't unmute? Okay, let me see if there's something I can do at my end. I can ask you to unmute. Let's see if that helps.
Okay. I just lost the picture for some reason. So yeah, I have a list of that I made, I guess from, I don't know, a combination of Bonnie and from you and from talking to various people and I mean, the questions kind of come naturally if you're just talking, and you're, I had stick to the next best step and where they are now.
For sure. Yes. Thank you.
As long as you do that, they come naturally. And I have, let's see, tell me more about blah, blah, blah. And why you chose, tell me more about why you chose whatever, if that's appropriate. Tell me more is kind of a thing that I use.
Really, really good one. Yes. I mean, you know, that's not a question, but it's a really, really good thing to say.
It gets them talking. Most of the people I talk to talk a lot. And then if I'm talking to them a second time, I'll say what resonated with you from our last call.
Yes. Yeah.
That's from you. And, yes. And then towards the end, after you've gone through all the pain, then you start helping them envision. I kind of follow that. I've used, if you could be magic, how it would go, how would it go? Mm-hmm. That's something people don't, I don't know, that catches people by surprise.
Mm-hmm. I love that, okay. That didn't, you know, that turn to the hopefulness. And I haven't given you the structure of a strategy session yet in the way that I teach this first, because I don't want you to just go out there and do it. You know, I just want you to go out there and do it. But there's a few things, like Mary Kay was saying, when it turns to hope, and the call with Bonnie will help you with that. But all of this is good. And the one thing too, so thank you, Mary Kay, beautiful. But oh, you can tell, by the way.
One more.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more, because this is right from you. And it worked for me and it works for other people, is something to the effect of, do you want to know how I can help you make this happen? Towards the end, or, you know, do you want to know how I could help you?
And you can tell by the way Mary Kay's responding, because we've been working together, you know, for some time, Mary Kay, and you do a fabulous job, with people who are highly invested with you, and that Mary Kay goes, oh, you know, like, I haven't created a list of questions. I could do that for you if you want, but it's not required to do this. And one of the reasons I hesitate in doing that is it can end up turning into a script. And I will produce that if you want me to. That's easy to do. But the intentionality behind my teaching is actually to avoid scriptiness, to actually have a conversation so people can get funny about it. So that's why I haven't, you know, produced a list. And Mary Kay's been doing just great job closing wonderful strategy sessions without it. But if you guys want me to produce that, anything you want, like that helps you, I'm happy to produce that for you if you want. And here's this recording itself, it, you know, starts to do that. Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I started out, I don't use it as much anymore, but I started out with the list so I could just pick and choose as appropriate when the person was talking. And then I also wanted to say, I have been on strategy calls who were doing it from a script and it was awful.
Right. Exactly. So I have really avoided that, because even just a few questions, it's like a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with those, we can end up getting stuck over there, and we can end up mowing the lawn, trying to get it perfect and all that kind of stuff. And it gets, you know, weird. So, but again, happy to, I will produce anything for you guys that you think will help you. I'm happy to produce it, but with that proviso that I never have, and I haven't for years. The committee's been around since 2010, and I haven't produced it intentionally, you know, in order to avoid that. But I'll add something else though, about the kinds of questions to ask. You can ask, just asking questions and seeing what percentage of the time you're talking and what percentage of time you are listening. In my own strategy sessions, I am talking more percentage-wise than most people should. So if you think back to our conversation, I'm probably talking more percentage-wise than most people should, because of a deep background and skill with words that allows me to do that in ways that will sometimes put words to what people are thinking that they didn't even know how to articulate. But you don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're measuring the percentage of time I'm talking, you should reduce it from the amount that I talk, and instead ask more and more and more questions. And you can ask quantitative questions and you can ask qualitative questions. And the best way to get at that question, those questions for you, is, because the script is kind of like, it feels like this shortcut route there. It's like a tactic instead of a real conversation. And I know you weren't asking for tactics. You're wanting so deeply to hold a real conversation, but I'm telling you the best of what I know that produces that. Right. Mm-hmm. And the best way to the list of questions can end up being the shortcut that short circuits the genuine conversation, and almost rather than having people have a list of generic questions versus just going in and being a human being, you know, I'd rather the same person with zero training, I'd really rather have them go in with general principles, and they'll make mistakes in terms of, you know, the percentage that they speak, or maybe they could have asked more questions like mistakes or not mistakes, but I'd rather that than this. So that's why I designed it that way. So, and I've never said it exactly like this. Mary Kay, have you heard me say it exactly like this before? Like, you have pulled this out of me, Karen. So thank you. It's a really, really good thing. And then
I appreciate
my add, just before you add something more, let me add this. Qualitative and quantitative questions, and how you find the deep way that you find those questions is by doing a bunch of strategy sessions, and you'll see. And so I want you on the court. Mary Kay, huge nod from, you know, closing really good strategy sessions in ways that you never ever dreamed of before we started working together, Mary Kay, right? And so the more you do them, the more it will come. And so you just got to do them and be okay that, hey, I would love that conversation to be tweaked in this way. And I wish when they'd said that, now I can think of that. That will give you the most genuine strategy sessions over time, better than if I give you a list of questions, right? Because then also it's like, oh, I didn't say that question. Maybe I should have, like, you know, so, but ask quantitative and qualitative questions, and where they come from is, from really deeply understanding that person's pain. So knowing your ideal client, the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter, I say that often, right? And the more you know them too is by holding those strategy sessions. I know it sounds like circular reasoning, but by holding those strategy sessions and actually listening to those people. And when you're asking a bunch of questions, the best guide, more than me giving you like a boilerplate of questions, these couple I've given you that I think will help, and Mary Kay's added some, but better than that is think about, you know, if you're talking to a friend and they have whatever problem going on and you really know them well, and you really actually genuinely want to help them with that problem. You've done that before. I know you, both of you are so kind-hearted. You've done it countless times. And like, would you want to go into that conversation armed with questions you probably will ask them beforehand? Like, I want to find out what the problem is, and I hope I can hold space for them. And sometimes it depends a little bit. I just want to say a bit more about this too. This is such a great, and then I'm going to stop the recording after this and restart, because then this will also be how to ask questions, and we'll have this in our, you know, I will set this Q&A aside so that we have this about asking questions, and then we'll go to your question, Mary Kay. So so ask qualitative, quantitative questions, and if you're the kind of person, like my mom, if I had something going on, I'm thinking about my parents a lot, of course. I'm here in Edmonton, right? Closing their house. I'll see they'd be in their house finally. The last time probably today, after 55 years that they've owned the house or whatever it is. So my mom would just listen to a problem, and she would say, I was needing some advice yesterday. So I asked my daughter, and her answer was, whatever you think is best, dear. And we both laughed because that's a direct quote of my mom. She said that to us infinite times, you know, she's like, just listen. And my dad wanted to come in and fix problems. And my mom used to joke, because my dad would have, I've never told this story before, so you pulled this story too. My dad would have like our trailer to sell, for instance. And my dad would want to go in and show all the features, and he'd have these lists, and he'd talk, and that person would go away. When he was on his tree farm, he sold naturally because he wasn't trying to sell something. He would just give them hot chocolate and candy canes and show them pictures of themselves because he wanted to celebrate them. And they bought Christmas trees like crazy from him for generations, right? But when he was trying to sell a trailer, he was trying to sell. And so my mom would go wait till he went away. And sometimes that person would go away. And the other person, my mom would just sit there and chat with them, and she'd listen to them. And then they'd go, by the way, how much is it? And she'd go, oh, I think we're selling it for this. And they're great, we'll buy it, you know? So that's why I didn't even realize where the background in sales come from. Right? So, you know, my dad was trying too hard when he was trying to sell a trailer. He wasn't trying so hard at his Christmas tree farm. He just wanted to help people. And people came, like I say, for generations. And he would just send out a little newsletter. They'd put it in the local paper, and they had like so much business they couldn't handle it all, you know, at his Christmas tree farm. So just actually genuinely listen. And where you're gonna come up with those questions is by, we'll switch over to your questions right away. I wanna make sure we spend time on both of them. And you've got two questions on deck, Mary Kay. So, hopefully it's been helpful to both of you, and Mary Kay, we will get to yours right away. So quantitative and qualitative questions, and where you're going to get the answers to those questions or where you're going to find those questions is in their pain. So you have to deeply know what their top of mind problem is. You have to deeply know the best you can what it is you're offering. You might go, but I don't know what I'm offering yet. But you're offering help with some their relationship in some way. You write it down. You talk to people. You think about it, right? What is it that are the biggest problems, and what's your solution? And how does that match up with what they're, you know, you're going to ask questions designed to help them see the pain in that area, right? So that's the best answer I can give. And also, I'm just looking at the time now. It's later than I realized. So Karen, will that give you enough to go by for now, and you can ask a follow-up question for tomorrow?
Yes.
If not, and are you sure about that? Like, say, I will say the truth, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to take any more time. This is good. I have some thoughts about
it. Ask a follow-up question. We'll spend more time on it. Mm-hmm. You've got two whole workshops on more on sales. So keep asking questions. All right. And then just go do it. Go do it. Don't wait for those. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Mm-hmm. Any conversation is better than no conversation. Mary Kay knows that deeply, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to stop recording here.
Thank you.
Hang on. There we go. So this one about questions to ask in strategy sessions. Thank you.